April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, James Seltzer, Jack Fritz with you in for Elliott Shore Park.
How about those Eagles?
There's a football game tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't say go Birds. I'm sorry.
Go Birds.
Nope.
Go Birds.
How about those Eagles?
Yeah, none of that, buddy. What a way to start the show off on Go Birds Radio.
I know. It's just every time I hear it, every time I get a little cringe inside, and I can't fake it. So I'll just say, welcome to How About Those Eagles Radio.
This is your worst take of all your takes out there. The Go Birds, hating on Go Birds. Even the Eagles, their hype video.
Yeah,
get it?
Very disappointed in the Eagles social media team.
I wonder who that was a shout out to. Thank you, Eagles, for looking out for us.
I will say that is impressive by them. Yeah. They are such big fans of this podcast.
Exactly.
That they named their hype video after. Wow. That's good work by you.
Thanks, man. I feel pretty good about it. It was a pretty special day for
us. Are you saying that How About Those Eagles doesn't flow off the tongue like Go Birds?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah. Go Birds. All right. Let's get into it because the Birds, the Eagles, are actually playing a football game. And I've said this many times, but it's felt like between the tanking to end the season to the week before they fired Doug, then they fired Doug, to Sirianni, to the Carson Wentz thing, like all the Howie and Lori reports, it has felt like the offseason has been 10 years long, Jack Fritz. Like, I can't believe there's an Eagles game tomorrow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And honestly, James, like, these last 3 years have just been brutal. Like, when we're talking, like post-Super Bowl, like 2018, right? Come out, play bad the first 2 weeks. Carson rushed back. They make the playoffs. Like, they didn't even play. They weren't a good football team in 2018.
Well, remember, they had to have the Bears beat the Vikings in a meaningless game for the Bears in the last game of the season just to get in.
Shout out to Kirk Cousins. One of the biggest losers in sports, Kirk Cousins. But it's like that year was brutal. And then 2019 was brutal. And then Carson, like the last month, was magical. And then he got hurt in the postseason. We all know the story there. But even that was like pulling teeth to get to December that year. And then last year was just awful. Like even the games they won, it was like, that sucked. Like, the Saints game was the only game that felt fun. And then the whole year was terrible. You go into the whole offseason, you have Doug fired, you have Carson traded, you have all this stuff going around, you have Nick Sirianni hired, the Nick Sirianni press conferences.
No,
like,
buddy.
It has been a long 3 years of Eagles football. And, like, man, it just feels great that it feels like there's this breath of fresh air, that almost like the cloud hanging over the Eagles. It feels gone. And it's the birth of a new era tomorrow. And I love just almost learning about a team on the fly. It's going to be a lot of fun.
No, it's a great point. And, like, obviously there's differing views on what this team will be, and there's a lot of people excited and a lot of people who don't believe in all that. But I do think, to your point, like, just Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni alone, it feels fresh. It feels like a new beginning. And I don't know if it's going to work or not. We're going to get into it. But if nothing else, it's been so ugly to watch. It has not been a fun team to watch the last few years. At least maybe there'll be something fun, something exciting. So let's get into it, because we just mentioned the guy who, you know, I think you and I are on the same page on a lot of stuff with this team this season. You know, we both have them winning 7 games.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun 7 wins, though.
I think so, too. I think it's a 7 wins where at the end of the season we're hopeful moving forward.
I hope it's like 2016.
But that's the idea, right? That's the hope. But I think that pretty much any Eagles fan would agree that the single number one most important thing out of this season, you know, we could talk about making the playoffs, we could talk about winning a bad division, this, that, whatever. But, like, at the end of the year, the number one thing that we need to know for the future of the Philadelphia Eagles that will set everything else in motion is Jalen Hurts the guy. Is he not just is he better than people think or whatever? Is Jalen Hurts the quarterback of this team for the next 10 years? And that's what this season is about, Jack. And, like, I think there's a lot of varying opinions about what Jalen Hurts is, and I think in a lot of cases, it's a lot of unknown. I think a lot of people just aren't sure what he's going to be. What does your gut say? As we head in, the season starts tomorrow. They go to Atlanta to begin this new beginning, this new era of Eagles football with Jalen Hurts under center, and he has not necessarily been lauded by many or this or that or whatever, certainly nationally. What does your gut say about Jalen Hurts heading into the season and who he's going to be?
My gut honestly tells me that he's going to win games for this football team, and I think he's going to be the franchise quarterback here.
Ooh.
I really do mean that, and I am so excited to watch this kid and kind of grow with him, because he's the kind of guy that you believe in, and he's the kind of guy that can handle, I think he can handle Philadelphia. Like, the fact that they spent all offseason not committing to him being a starter. They spent all offseason in rumors for other quarterbacks, all offseason basically not being totally sold on Jalen Hurts. They just named him the starter last week.
They were the last team in the NFL to name a starter.
And we all knew he was going to be a starter, but whatever. They signed Joe Flacco to $3.5 million guaranteed. Like, you know, it's just, they've spent all offseason.
Traded for Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like any of that stuff has affected him. Like, he seems like he is just all about business, all about work. I'm sure he was relieved when he was named the starter, and like that was kind of all put to bed. But, you know, the last quarterback we had here couldn't handle it.
Yep.
We learned that. But I think that Jalen Hurts can. And intangibles aside, like, I think the intangibles are special. I think he has special qualities about him. He came from a coach's son. Like, I think that matters.
Yep. I do too.
But I like the player as well. I think he throws a great deep ball. I think he's accurate. I don't buy the 52% thing. I know that's what it ended up being, but
we saw it with our eyes. It wasn't 52%. It
a lot of like throwaways.
Throws.
A lot of throwaways. And the thing that I love about him, and the thing that I will buy into him, is that he'll work as hard as it takes to get it done. And I think his arm is strong enough. Is it the strongest in the league? No. But I think what he's going to do is he's going to work and he's going to grind and he's going to figure it out and he's going to figure out how to win games for this football team. And I believe he's going to be the Eagles franchise quarterback.
Wow.
And that's a great place to be.
Yeah.
I am all in on Jalen Hurts. I think he's special. I don't love Ren is due every day, you know, because it can only be due once a month.
Kinda
I don't need him showing up once a month. I can need him four times a month, except on bye weeks. And I just, I love him. And I really am bought into him. I buy into him. And my gut's telling me he's going to be the franchise quarterback here, and that's exciting.
I love that. And I've been higher on Jalen Hurts than most this offseason. Heading into the offseason, I've kind of been like, give him a chance. I think he could be really good, all that. But as we've gotten closer, to your point, seeing him handle all this stuff, seeing the way he's gone, and I am an above-the-shoulders guy when it comes to quarterback. You need the requisite physical abilities, obviously. But the stuff that happens above the shoulders to me, from the leadership, the way you carry yourself, the way you people rally around you, the processing, all these different things, it's more important to me. I think that is the most important thing that a quarterback can have. And other than knowing if he can process information quickly on the field, I think that's still one of the question marks about Jalen Hurts. He's got everything else. He is as perfect a person to be the leader of a football team as we've had here. Like, and he's 23 or whatever. He's still a kid, and he carries himself like he's a vet.
Yes.
I've been so impressed with him. And to your point, and this is something that Howie said when he was on with Angelo, and something that Elliot's been saying, frankly, too, is that I think a lot of people talk about this guy like he's some scrub, talent-wise. I mean,
it's not Tebow.
There's a reason he played at Alabama. There's a reason he played at Oklahoma. There's a reason he was a second-round draft pick. Like, he is physically gifted. This is not some kid who doesn't have the physical abilities to play quarterback. It's going to come down to the arm and the ability to process information. But I'm with you, man. This whole process, I am in on Jalen Hurts. I really am.
And I do think the one thing that can't be overstated enough is that the kid's 23 years old. And, like, I've already started thinking about how good can Jalen Hurts be. And I think he can be at the level of Dak Prescott. I don't think he's going to be as good as Russell Wilson, but I think there's a middleman Russell Wilson there. If you have middleman Russell Wilson, you have a really high-level quarterback.
Yep.
And the kid's 23. You know, I went back this morning and I watched his highlights from last year just to see the throwing motion and then some of the throws this year. It's already gotten quicker. Like, the ball already has a little bit more zip to it. He is the guy I want to be the franchise quarterback of this team. And if you're asking me how my gut feels about him, my gut tells me they got a special kid here that's going to win games for the football team.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, too. And another point you made that I think is really important is the work ethic that he has, too, is that, you know, Marty Morningwig came out, I think, yesterday and was like, don't bet against Jalen Hurts. Like, I wouldn't bet against him. And it's because these people who've been around him see how much he cares, how hard he works. Like, football is everything to him. I think it was either Richie or Joe who said this week, talking about Ben Simmons and the idea of, like, you know, that guy doesn't work at the game because I don't really know if he even likes basketball that much or loves the game or whatever. Like, Jalen Hurts, to quote Ted Lasso, I don't know if you're a Ted Lasso guy or not, football is life for Jalen Hurts.
It is.
Like, it is everything to him. And like you said, he grew up with a head coach of a father. He's been around the game his entire life. And this kid, it's the way he talks, the way he goes about his business. Like, this is everything. And if it's a question of getting footwork right or learning the right arm slot or all these different technical things, like, I believe that he's going to put in the work to get to where he needs to be with that stuff.
And I actually think he has the perfect head coach for him. Because if there's one head coach that I think stresses...
We'll grind down on that stuff.
I can't... Honestly, who likes football more, Nick Sirianni or Jalen Hurts?
It's a great question, man. But that's a great combo,
that's
right?
That's a good problem.
Yes. Like, to have
like
these...
dude, Doug hated football last year.
Doug was so cooked.
I think Doug was just like, I hate this. I want to go home. Yeah. Carson definitely hated football last year.
And hated Philly, too. Yeah. Everything that was happening.
Like, these two are just like, want to talk about football all the time.
I know. Yeah.
I think it's Sirianni.
I think so, too. But it's a great point. And I do think that stuff matters. Especially in football, more than any other sport, going out and wanting it more, believing in yourself more, believing you can do it more, like all these like ethereal type of things, I think they matter in football more than any other sport. And when it's from the top down, when it's your head coach and your quarterback are that intense, that competitive, that driven, that in love with the sport, and it seems like the whole coaching staff is, for what it's worth. I mean, you mentioned him before, and he could be a little annoying, but JG's a football maniac too. Guy's obsessed with football. Like, clearly, all this whole crew is going to bring it from that perspective. I do think that matters.
I'm not letting you call him JJ. I'm sorry.
Jonathan Gannon.
Thank you.
Jonathan.
Coach Gannon.
Coach
whatever.
Gannon. No, I'm not.
Whatever.
Coach.
Dude, JG is the single most cringeworthy thing I've, like, no media member should say, hey, JG, how do you feel about, like, you know, a blitzing attack style defense?
I like you just calling people out. This is good.
Oh, it's brutal. Yeah. Stop calling JG. We're not doing the JG thing. Yeah. No, not on this podcast, not on this show, not on this radio
program. Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah, Coach Gannon.
So I do think that matters. So let's get into it. 215-592-9494. Where do you stand on Jalen Hurts? What does your gut tell you? Is this guy going to be the quarterback of the Eagles for the next, to quote Chip Kelly, 999 years? Or is it going to be the kind of thing where 7 weeks in, people are calling for Gardner Minshew? Because that is possible. Jack and I don't think that's going to happen. But, I mean, look, nationally, if you ask all the national people, that's what they think is going to happen. So there is a real difference here in what people think Jalen Hurts is and can be. What do you think? 215-592-9494. Eagles made a big signing today. We'll get into that in a minute as well. But first, let's start it out where we do every single Saturday at this time. Let's go to Abington. Talk to our buddy Tom. Yo, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Hello, Thomas. How are we, donkey?
I'm good. Hey, I'd be remiss if I didn't start off by saying, you know, we can't forget the many sacrifices that so many different types of people made 20 years ago today.
Exactly.
I was going to do the, when we came back from the first break, I was going to say it, but you're 100% right. 20 years ago today, I know, Tom, you and I obviously old enough to remember where we were, how that day went down.
Oh, yeah.
It is still the most traumatizing day of my lifetime. I'm sure for many people, they feel that way too. And to your point, the people who made sacrifices and also the people who lost their lives that day, like not just in the building, but the first responders and all of them.
Sure.
So many people in this area have been touched or know people who lost their lives that day. And thoughts, prayers, respect to everyone who did what they did that day. I'm very with you, Tom.
Well put, sir. Well put. So we got the top two producers in the land today, huh?
That's exactly right,
Tom.
How about it? All producers all the time.
Fritzy, you know you'll always be number two in my mind.
I know. I love being number two in your mind.
All right, so I put together a list of season over-unders for you guys, but I'd like to get my predictions out of the way first.
No, we're not doing anything on over-unders planned on this show today, so I'm glad that you're jumping in.
Tom, I love that you jumped in.
There we go.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
You'll hear in about 5 minutes that you were way ahead of the curve. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, geez. Okay. So I got ATL went in tomorrow, 29-25. You guys know I got the Eagles at 4-12-1. I haven't moved off that, but I do want to separate myself from Mad Mike at this point.
I don't think you can, Mad Tom.
No, but I can because, one, I'm not mad. I'm just, you know, blah. And, two, I'm actively rooting for the Eagles. I want them to win. I'm not actively rooting for them to lose. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I am very with you on that. When Mike calls in and does that, I love Mad Mike, but it's like, bro. Like,
yeah, and I gotta come with honesty. This is how I feel. I mean, unless you have the moniker of Sledge, you come to these airways with honesty, right?
Oh, you're just firing.
I'm just saying.
Anyone else you're gonna take shots at, Tom?
I mean, you know,
yeah, at the end.
Board. Okay, great. All right, so what you got with over unders?
In the Super Bowl, I got the Bucks beating the Bills, by the way. Bold prediction, Mailata makes the Pro Bowl, and I said that yesterday before they signed him today.
Okay. Like it.
All right, so over-unders, total sacks, 53.5.
For the team?
Yeah, of course.
No, for Josh Sweat.
I think Sweat's going to get the over.
53, though? You think Josh Sweat gets the 53? Or
53 sacks, so that's quick math in my head. A couple of games. I'll take the over just slightly.
I'll take the under. I don't buy the Derek Barnett thing. I think he's going to take... I think he's going to take snaps from Josh Sweat. I don't know. I don't feel it.
Yeah, I realized
BG,
that in my head.
BG will get his 8.5.
It's 3.3.
All right. So yeah. Miles Sanders drops 5.5.
A game?
No.
I'll take the over.
Sure.
Yeah.
Seems low, honestly.
Total INTs, 9.
Well, they had 3 last year?
Yeah. Under.
Under.
Yeah. Special teams touchdowns, 2.
Under.
Oh, they don't get special teams touchdowns here.
All right, couple more. I'll let you guys go. Number of key injuries that take a long time, 7.5.
Under.
It's gonna be a good year for you. They didn't do preseason.
We shall see. And the most important one of all, Inge calls that make a meaningful sports point this season. 1.5.
Under. Absolutely under. They never make sense.
Yeah, that's a stone cold.
Hey Tom, in your prediction of Bills Bucks in the Super Bowl, do the Bills miss a kick to lose a Super Bowl or what?
wide left.
Wow.
Hey Jack. Yes. Love JG and go Birds.
Ugh.
Go Birds, Tommy. Well done.
I don't know which I don't like more, go Birds or JG. I like go Birds more than JG.
Thank you.
Yes.
Wow. We did it. We did 215-592-9494. Let's get another call in here. So this guy wanted me to take him first. I'm really sorry.
You should take him first.
I should. Like, he's my favorite. I didn't. I felt bad. Tom from Abington, it's his thing. He's our number one guy. I just want to know, Black Gritty, will you forgive me for not taking you first today?
First of all, Tom would have loved it. I was going to do the yo, fellas. I was going to do my Tom impersonation. I had a whole speech ready about how I wanted to be Tom when I grew up, and you ruined all of the joy. You ruined all the fun on the first Sunday. You killed the joy, okay? Me and Tom loves me. Tom knows that I sniped him on purpose. He would have understood, but you messed it all up.
I messed it up.
And the guy you're looking at not saying go Birds. I mean, I don't want to take anybody's job away from them, but I'm all about getting extra checks. But for a guy for the rest of the season who's going to fill in for Elliot, I don't like Christmas Park, you have to say go Birds.
Yeah.
For at least 2 hours, you have to say it. Your excuses are benign, and they drive me insane. You are getting paid to play the game, and this is how you play the game. Go Birds!
Go
it's
Birds!
Super simple. It's super quick.
How about those Eagles, though?
Get into it. I'm excited. You know, after all the talk you just talked about Jalen Hurts, I would argue with my friend. I said, Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl, okay? Now, I'm not saying Jalen Hurts is Trent Dilfer, but I'm saying if you protect a guy and you play solid defense and you give him some weapons, magic can happen. And so I think the sky's the limit for the guy mentally, physically, and hopefully we give him the right weapons and the right protection to let him shine and grow here. Because mentally is the first part, like you said earlier. Like, he's got the right statute. He's got the right frame of mind. And I love that, and especially in a hard city. And I don't know if I'm going to get that somewhere else. Everybody talk about all these trades and swapping and what. I don't know about that. I know this guy has been handling it very well. So hopefully he has a great season. I'm not expecting 13 wins. I'm expecting 6-7. And I expect those 6-7 games to be electric. I expect to be jumping out of my seat screaming and be hyped up on some awesome plays. And, we're undefeated right now. So I'm excited. That's all I can
and
say.
And Dallas has the worst record in the NFL, so it's a beautiful thing.
Hey, tied for first in the NFC East.
Yeah. Hey, that's how we do it in these streets. And my lot of got this money. I know you're gonna talk about
we're
it later.
We're gonna talk about it. Yeah.
I'm so happy for that. Like, because yeah. You know we all trash Howie, but I mean when he picked him, you know he had all his little things because of rugby and he was on all these specials and it seemed like a comedy thing. Like I was like, what are we really doing something with this? For him to mature, grow, and now get this extension and earn it and deserve it. That's great. That's great for Howie's resume, too, because Lord knows he needs a bump. So, on all fronts, all sisters of Shailen, we have football tomorrow, Eagles football. It's going to be so good. I'm so excited. And, baby, Mama James Seltzer,
next time
I tell you to do something, you get it done.
I feel terrible.
I would have done it. I would have done it, Owen.
Someday, I hope I can earn back your forgiveness.
Frizzy, I know you would have done it. You'd have been twisting the night.
It would have been Fritz's idea if he were.
That's what I'm saying. He probably would have called me the night before. Like, yo, call early. I'm trying to get you in here because I got to throw out the fact that I don't say, go Birds! Love you guys.
Love you. You're the best.
The best. By the way, it is funny. I don't really give much credit to Howie for the Mailata pick. You know, I think that's
more of a Stoutland thing. Yeah.
But it is funny that in the same draft of the Danny Watkins, they got Jason Kelce, and in the same draft of Dillard, they got Jordan Mailata.
Yeah. What wasn't Mailata the year before or no?
Was Mailata the year after the Super Bowl?
I think it was the year after. I think it was the Barnett draft. We have to look that up. Yeah.
Because I think Howie tried to make that comparison the other day on the air.
Right?
And I think he was wrong.
Yeah, he was wrong. Because he was the
2019 draft. Was the Dillard draft.
Yeah.
So Howie was wrong about his own track record on the air. Really? Okay. That's great.
215-592-9494. What does your gut tell you about Jalen Hurts? Is he the franchise quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles? And of course, predictions for the game tomorrow. And coming up next, it just got referenced. Jordan Mailata got paid. Was it a good deal? Was it smart? We'll tell you next. It's Jack Fritz, James Seltzer, and let me remind you that the Park Sportsbook is the official sportsbook partner of The Real Fan. Golf's in full swing. Baseball, you can bet on it all. Baseball, golf, MMA. And, of course, football is back. Live in-game play-by-play betting lets you bet while you watch. It's the only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in the whole state of Pennsylvania, and it's the only one that we here at Go Birds recommend. You can bet on the money line as it changes during the game on the Park Sportsbook app and bet on individual player performances as they happen. Baseball, bet hits, home runs, pitcher strikeouts, inning by inning. Golf, you can bet match winners. You can bet on leaders after rounds and so much more. Of course, you can bet on parlays, props, teasers, spreads, over-unders. And again, football action this weekend. Philadelphia, 3.5-point underdog in Atlanta. I feel like it's a 3-point game. I think Philadelphia is actually a good pick this week to throw some cash on. I like Seattle at Indy. We'll get into Indy a little bit later. I like Seattle -3 at Indy. I think they win that game as well. And you can bet on any single game on the slate. You could do, again, parlay, prop, teasers, more. The app is fun. It's easy to use. It's intuitive. And it's more fun to watch these games when you got some action on it. So here's the deal. If you sign up right now, new customers get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Just download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA and use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's GOBIRDS to get your risk-free bet. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has all the details. It's Go Birds Radio, presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Well, Renee by the Lost Boys. How about that? You a fan?
The only way I know this song is because it's Return,
it's
on, the Station.
Return on the Station.
Yeah.
It's Renee by the Lost Boys. It's a great song.
No.
Check it out.
Like, honestly, like, some of the returns here are so, like, that's a downer of a return.
Well, it's not, it doesn't hit hard.
Yeah, like.
It's a great song.
No, it's a great song, but that's not my point. Yeah. Like, I come back excited, not a little down. So if Dan could figure it out in there, that'd be great.
I need a drop when it comes back. You know, I need a moment where it's like, you know, like a clear, like, this is when I start talking.
Right, like, the camera has no idea when it drops.
None.
Just brutal. I don't know who's worse at knowing when to start talking, him or Giglio.
Yeah.
Like, Giglio is
Giglio just starts immediately.
Equally as bad.
Giglio does not wait for any drop, any whatever. He just comes right in.
Yeah, the best was when I was producing a show, I used to bully him into it. and to like let the music play.
Well, we've done that with Joe. Obviously,
you have
too.
To.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it sounds ridiculous. Like they'll start talking and then it'll drop and then it just doesn't work.
And then they just talk over the drop.
Yeah, see, yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So if Dan can figure it out,
see,
back
we
there.
Get it. The behind the glass people get it.
Yeah. Now we're airing it all out on the air. That's what we do. It's sometimes you got to be honest, and honestly, they're both brutal at it.
Inside Baseball, a.k.a. WIP. 215-592-9494. Where do you stand on Jalen Hurts going into this season? What is he going to be? What does your gut say about him and his future as a Philadelphia Eagle? Jack Fritz and I both in on him, so I'm sure it'll go great.
Yeah, honestly, that's
usually when we're both in on something, it works out perfectly.
That's the worst thing that's ever happened to Jalen Hurts is me being all in on Jalen Hurts.
This show today is the worst thing.
Very sorry, Jalen, but he seems like he's tough enough to overcome being a Fritz guy.
That's a good point. Not many, if anyone is.
Not many people can handle the pressure of being a Fritz guy. I do mush every athlete here. Although Bryce, I did get Bryce here single-handedly.
Yeah, that was all you.
And he's having an MVP-like year. So maybe Jalen Hurts can and rise above.
Maybe
and,
things are turning. Maybe all of a sudden being a Fritz
could
guy
I go on a hot
thing.
Streak?
I think so.
Jeez.
Who let Jack Fritz get hot?
Many people are wondering that.
592-9494. Coming up in a minute, we'll talk about the deal that Jordan Mailata got, whether it was a good move for the Eagles. First, let's go to Delaware and talk to my buddy Kevin. Hey, Kev.
Hey, Jimmy. How you doing, buddy?
Good to hear your voice on a Saturday, man. How are you?
Yeah, good. Jack, I'm just getting used to you listening to the afternoon show, but I can tell one thing. You and I are in total agreement. And Jimmy kind of knows where I'm going. I've been saying Jalen Hurts is the real deal since he's been on the team. I think mentally he's prepared for it. I think physically he's prepared for it. And his work ethic is second to none.
Yep.
He put in all the work that he needed to do to get better at Alabama, to go to Oklahoma. He got better at Oklahoma under Lincoln Riley, to go out and become second in the Heisman. He worked. They said he couldn't throw the deep ball at Alabama. He goes to Oklahoma and has a fantastic year. They said his feet were crazy at Alabama. He goes to Oklahoma, looking to Lincoln Riley, and turned it around. I'm with you and Jimmy. I think he has the making to be our franchise quarterback for the next 10 years if we really build around him. Yeah. And I know you guys are – go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, and, like, he's the kind of guy you bet on, Kevin. Like that's
absolutely
my thing. Like, I bet on that guy figuring it out. Like, I can take out all the talent. I can take out all that stuff. But he's the guy you bet on given his work ethic, how hard he tries at this. And like,
how much he cares.
And he's already gotten better, in my opinion. Yeah. He's already gotten better. Like, that's the kind of guy that I will place bet on and believe in going forward.
And Jimmy knows the guy I think who was there before was weak-minded. He couldn't handle the city where Jalen can absolutely handle the city and everything that the city has to bring for it. Carson couldn't handle it. He couldn't handle the ups and the downs. Jalen's built for it. He's played at Alabama. He's played at Oklahoma. He's built for it.
And he's been through adversity. He's been benched. He's been like he's gone
exactly
through these things before. He had to come in last year in a hornet's nest of a situation without zero first-team reps and step in. Like, he has shown that he can handle these types of situations, at least what we've seen so far.
Now, Jimmy and Jack, my question for you guys is this. You got Lane on one side. Now you got Mailata on the other side. What do you do with Dillard? Do you put him at left guard? Do you trade Dillard? I mean, he's a caveat right now. What do we do with him? And, Jimmy, you know I love you. Have a great show. Jack, I listen to you in the afternoon. I'm more of a Jimmy guy. But now
you don't have to be so honest, you know?
Well,
I mean,
you know what? You know what, Jack, to be quite honest, I hit marks up. And I said, dude, when I first started listening to you guys, I couldn't stand you. I was ready to bounce. But after a year or so, I've come to listen to you guys. I love Jimmy and the Midday guys, but you guys are my second favorite show. But, Jack, you cracked me up, man. You running that mile through the city, that was the best, the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the track right now. Still looks very long, but we did it. We persevered, just like what great athletes do.
Yes, that is it.
Have a good weekend, guys.
All right, thanks, Kevin.
Kevin, it is always a pleasure, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I do tend to grow on people.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. All right, let's get to the Mailata thing, because he did bring that up, and we'll get to Dillard in doing so. First and foremost, Mailata, a $64 million four-year extension can be worth as much as $80 million, depending on how many games he plays, all that type of stuff. What do you think of the deal? Just off the cuff, you see it come out. Like, what were your first thoughts?
Well, my first thought was, I mean, it's an unbelievable deal by Howie. Just because, Mailata, I think if he played out this year, I thought it was going to get close to $100 million.
Yep.
You know, I mean, left tackles get paid that much. I think he's better than Vaitai, who got $50 million.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a smart deal. It's a deal that you do early. You get out of the way before the breakout season. It's what they did, in their heyday. In their heyday, they always paid guys before they had their big year, and they ended up being steals. And I think that's what you got here in Jordan Mailata. It's a great deal.
I think so, too. And obviously, you know, it is a little risky. This guy has never played a full season as a starting left tackle and all that stuff. But I think it just tells you, inside that building, they are all in on Jordan Mailata.
Oh, but I thought they had a big competition for left tackle. And
I know,
right? No, Dillard was just – he was just – he was hurt this offseason. That's why.
Yeah.
And then – yeah. Yeah, they gave Jordan Mailata $64 million. Yeah, I'm sure they were.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're really sold on what Andre Dillard can do.
So I do think it's a good sign. And to your point, look, if he went out this year and was awesome, like he would absolutely 100% get more money than this. So you're getting a discount. And if you believe in the guy, and clearly he is big and talented, and he has learned this game so much faster than anyone could possibly imagine. Like, I agree. I think it was a really smart deal. The Dillard question that Kevin asked, what do you do? Like, I mean, like, obviously the easy answer is trade him. Like, who wants Andre Dillard? Like, what do you do with this guy?
Dude, Joe Douglas wouldn't even take him during the draft. They tried to trade him up to New York, and Joe Douglas, the guy who drafted him, didn't want him a year after he drafted
not
him.
Great.
So probably not a great sign for Andre. You know, why not give him the ball on goal line situations like they were going to do with Mailata? Give him the ball. See if he can handle the rock a little bit. I don't know. I mean, dude, Andre Dillard is such a zero. You know, it's a Danny Watkins pick all over again.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy, you can't cry at practice.
Like, you can't cry at practice. Yeah, you
like,
really can't.
It's not going to work. So
no,
couldn't be more out on Andre Dillard. Yeah. I don't care what they do with him. If he wants to be a backup tackle.
I think he's your backup left tackle. I think that's what he is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And we know he can't play right tackle.
Yeah, it's not
a choice. It's like writing with a different hand.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But, yeah, I think Dillard's your backup.
Yeah, the guy Jordan Mailata just learned the game.
Right,
had
he's
no
fine.
Problem switching sides.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Exactly. I mean, Driscoll, I think Driscoll's better than Dillard anyway.
Wow. Actually, I mean, he's been better in the NFL.
I like Driscoll last year.
I think Driscoll's a nice backup tackle.
Yeah, until he got hurt.
Yeah.
I like them.
215-592-9494. All right. Also, we're going to introduce something else with the callers now. At the end of your call, we had a little laugh when Tom from Abington said, I got some over-unders for you because – we got some over-unders for you guys, too.
Yeah, unbelievable. Like, Tom tried to produce the show, and I didn't appreciate that at all. That's what Dan's here for.
Not yet. Dan's doing a wonderful job, Tom.
Well, he's doing an all right job.
Yeah.
He did have bad return music, but.
Yes, the one in the system that played on its own was a bad one. All right, at the end of your call, we're going to give you a over-under.
Yes, I got a lot here ready for you.
Shout out to BleedingGreenNation.com. They have a nice list of Eagles over-unders, so we will give you one at the end of your call. Have a little fun. Let's go back to the phones, go to New Mexico, and talk to our buddy David. Hello, sir.
David.
And gentlemen, how are we?
There it is.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we got you.
My ears feel better already.
Yeah, sultry tones.
What's going on, guys?
Look,
it is Hurts season. It is Hurts season. I believe in this kid. I believe in this kid since we got him. I wasn't really comfortable with where we picked him, but I'm glad that we selected him. You can't teach heart. You can't teach drive. You can't teach determination. And the biggest thing for a quarterback is it doesn't matter what we believe. It doesn't matter what the pundits say. What matters is the 52 people who are playing with him. They believe in him. They'll back him, and they'll run for him. And that's all you need in a quarterback. He's got all the tools. He's got all the mental capacities. And anything that you want this kid to do, he will either do it naturally or he'll learn it and do it right. So I've got absolutely zero doubt that he's going to be the franchise quarterback for this team. I got the Eagles running the ball all over the Falcons. That offensive line is going to be better than a lot of people are giving him credit for. I am so proud of Jordan Mailata. I mean, here's a guy who a couple of years ago didn't even know how to put on a helmet.
It's an David. I mean, just forgetting whether it's a good deal or not. Like, just the story itself is like a movie story. It is unbelievable what this guy is.
It is a movie.
Yeah.
It is a movie. And if anybody's going to play him, it's going to take at least three guys to play him. So.
You got to find someone who can sing too. It makes the cast
too
much
harder.
Exactly.
He's perfect.
Exactly.
Like, oh, he's so likable too. I'm with you, man.
David,
the Eagles are winning. The Eagles win 27-10.
27-10. Wow.
Love it. Blowout.
And Matty Ice isn't even from here. He's from Exton.
David, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
Gentlemen, be safe.
Thanks, David. What a voice.
Yes, unbelievable. 27-10. I don't know.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Again.
I think the Eagles are going to be fine this year. Like, I believe in Jalen Hurts. I don't see them being able to blow out teams on the road in their first game with Nick Sirianni.
Imagine, though, if they do. Like, let's just step into the, you know, silly world for a minute, and they go down to Atlanta tomorrow and just romp. Oh, this city will be like Nick Sirianni for mayor. We'll be ready to roll.
Yeah, Yeah, and then the Niners come to town, and yeah, it's a completely different story. Completely different story.
All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you stand on Jalen Hurts heading into the season? And also, look, of course, Eagles season predictions. If you didn't get in last week with us, give us your season prediction. And what do you think's going to happen on Sunday as they go down to Atlanta to start the season? And you know, Jack was making a good point earlier before the show with the idea of, like, look, for the, there are a lot of people in this city. Jack and I are both at 7 wins, but there are a lot of people in this city who are 9, 10, 11 wins, whatever. Like, if they're going to do that, if they're going to win 10 games this year, they have to win on Sunday. Like, that's the type of game you have to win that game if you're going to end up at 10.
Yeah, I mean, the Falcons aren't good. I mean, they did just pick ahead of the Eagles, which is saying something.
No, I know.
Like, that's how bad they were last year. And, like, they're both of their lines are not good at all. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but games are won and lost in the trenches.
Really?
Yeah. It's wow. It's a pretty big football term.
I never heard
as
that.
A football guy, I think I would know. Yeah. Games are won and lost in the trenches. Their trenches stink. Our trenches are good on paper. So,
game over.
Game, don't even need a quarterback or anything else. Just have those two go back and forth all game. I think you got it.
215-592-9494. Plus, coming up next, he who must not be named. We'll name him and maybe argue about him a bit. Who is it? I think you know. But we'll tell you next. It's Fritz at Seltzer. It's Go Birds Radio. It's Go Birds Radio, presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Jack Fritz pointing out that I told callers we'd give them over-unders at the end of the call and then totally forgot to give them over-unders.
No. Way to be organized. But good job, Dan. This is a better return.
My bad. You will get your over.
Is there anything else I got to do for the show? I got to keep everything in line here. I got to keep Dan in line. I got to keep you in line. I got to keep callers in line. I got Tom from Abington texting me about my takes. I don't care, Tom. I mean, geez, anything else?
Where would we be without
That's
you,
what I try to tell people. You know, I got to produce Marks and Reese. I got to keep them in line. You know, it's just, I do a lot around here.
Yeah.
Jack Fritz is a dope.
Exactly
you,
right,
Howard.
Howard.
Thank you. Howard gets it. 215-592-9494 coming up. We'll mention you must not be named, and I will give you an over-under here. Let's go to the airport. Talk to Jeff. Hey, buddy.
You got me?
Yeah, we got you, well, Jeff. What's up,
very
buddy?
Underwhelming,
wow.
Very
normally,
underwhelming intro from Jeff.
Yes,
usually comes in hot.
Come on,
like,
Jeff. Figure it out.
Normally, I get some air or something to let me know we're about to. Okay, spot open. Take.
Let's go to Jeff in the airport. What's happening, Jeff?
Jimmy.
What up, buddy?
Yo, and keeping with the I can't say no birds, Jimmy, I'm going to talk to you. What's the other guy's name over there?
Well said, buddy. Well
I can't
said.
Say anything. I can't
Call
say
him John. Call him John. He
no,
loves it.
We're not supposed to tell people my real name's John.
Okay. We're going to do this. We're going to fix his Go Birds. Fritz, let's do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Go Birds, okay. And you just say Birds Go. Let's do it.
All
go right. Birds.
How about those Eagles?
Okay. All right. I'm going all in with Jalen Hurts.
That's
okay?
Right. Welcome to the good side, Jeff.
Yeah,
three to four touchdowns a game, one interception every game. With that pace, he's on pace for 50 to 70 touchdowns this year.
Huh?
Okay. Thank you for laughing, Jeff. You scared me there for a second.
Okay. Now that I'm on board with Hurts with the crazy, why isn't anybody dissecting this fake Dak Prescott game where he got the ball turned over 3 times inside the 40? He came away with 2 field goals and 6 points. This guy is not good. This is the only team that was eight. Dallas gave up, got 4 turnovers. The opposing team had over 100 yards and penalties, and they found a way to lose the game. Never happened in NFL history. Why are we giving Dak so many props in Philadelphia with this clown?
Well, he looked good. Jeff, he looked a lot better than I expected him to. I expected some rust. There wasn't
much. His ankle wasn't half 8 months ago.
It was a little flipped the other way.
Okay, let's do this one more time. He had 4 turnovers. He had 3 within the 40. He came away with 2 field goals at 6 points.
I think if you're looking for what's the biggest reason the Dallas Cowboys aren't going to be good, it's Mike McCarthy. I mean, that guy not going for it on 4th down was a 4th and goal
okay.
from the 2. He kicks a field. Like, he is a horrendous head coach.
And let me throw this last one in. I don't think anybody saw the gruesome injury that their main cornerback had. His elbow was turned into a backwards L on that one play where he got his arm jammed. They didn't replay it because it was so nasty.
I missed it. I mean, I saw he got hurt. I didn't see
that. Yes, he got his arm in between the defender, his guy, and the defender snapped it. It was ugly.
All right, Jeff, you ready for an over-under?
50 touchdowns.
No, I'm giving you an over-under. All right, Jeff, 855.5 receiving yards for Jalen Reagor. Are you taking the over or the under?
I'm taking over. We got 2,000-yard receivers.
Wow.
Not three.
Jeff, I love it.
Well,
love
that's
the call.
A good take.
Stone cold under for this guy right here.
Really?
Yeah, you're a Reagor guy.
I do like Reagor. I think 850 is a really good number. If he has 850 yards this year, I'm happy.
I'll be ecstatic if he hits that number.
You know my thing with him is like I see the video, like I saw the circus catch he made, and I saw the he made two in training camp.
The
it's
one
like,
that was like over the top,
which is unbelievable. Like
it's
that,
a really nice catch, but like people acted like it was, you know, the best catch that's ever been made.
Well, they were in joint practices, so they're basically the same as games.
4-0, right?
Yeah, they're 4-0. My thing is like I never see him getting separation. Like he's never just wide open because he's able to create separation. Like he's clearly athletic. I thought he'd be a little faster. Like, you know.
Definitely not as fast as I expected.
Yeah. So, but
I mean, like Quez Watkins looks so much faster. Like, not even same level of speed. You know what I mean?
Even those catches, it was like, yeah, they're great, but like he's not open.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he's going to be a guy that you consistently throw the ball up to and he can go get it.
Well, he's going to be a really interesting case of the Sirianni coaching thing in that, you know, I think a big problem is his route running and his ability to create for himself in that way. And maybe Sirianni turns this guy into a route runner. Maybe that he can create separation through his route running if Sirianni is coaching him that way. We'll see. Reagor is really one of the swing players for this team this year. 215-592-9494 coming up in a minute. He who must not be named first. Let's go to Deptford and talk to Matthew. Hey, Matthew.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Matt? How are you?
Yeah, let me start off by saying this. I'm a football fan first, and then I'm an Eagles fan. So for that guy to call up and say Dak Prescott didn't look good, I mean, I don't want to talk football with you, bro, because that as an Eagles fan, that made me scared.
Me too.
Because all I heard in the offseason was, well, we don't know what Dak's ankle's going to be like.
His Matthew. Yep.
And listen. If Jalen Hurts had one of those games like Dak Prescott had on Thursday, we'd be calling him the next Joe Montana in this city. So, I mean, I can't talk football with you.
Hey, he looks
that.
More accurate than I remember.
I was so impressed, Matthew. I thought between the shoulder injury and the ankle, like there was going to be some rust somewhere, and there wasn't.
And that was the number one defense in the league. I mean, and he was just standing back there taking shots. But listen, all right, enough of that. Let me. I want to take y'all to. This is going to get to my prediction for this year. I want to play a little game for y'all,
Ooh.
And y'all tell me what all four of these names have in common: Nick Mullins, Daniel Jones, Taysom Hill, and Ben DiNucci.
They all stink.
They're all bad quarterbacks.
No, those are the only quarterbacks the Eagles beat last year.
It's a bad job. We probably should have been able to put that. As you said, Taysom Hill, I was thinking about that game last year.
When I was thinking about Nick Mullins being the worst preseason quarterback I've ever seen.
Bro, there's not a good quarterback in that bunch. And that's what gets me. I think our offense will be okay. I think it'll be average, maybe top half of the league. But that defense, we didn't beat a good quarterback last year. I mean, come on. And let me take it a step slow. We was 4-11-1, right? Whatever it was. Listen, that 49ers game, if they have Garoppolo, I think we're losing that game. The Saints game, if they had,
you're right.
Listen, if they have Drew Brees, I think we're losing that game. And the Cowboys, come on, if Prescott didn't get hurt, they would have beat us twice. So I'm really looking at it like, damn, we could have been like 214-1.
You're not wrong, Matthew. That is a very logical way of looking at it.
That's what I really want to see this defense. Now, as far as Jalen Hurts, I want to say I'm all in, and I'm going to be all in because I have no choice. But I don't know, man. What I really want to see is him making tight window throws from the pocket. I mean, all the running around stuff, that's fine and good. But you got to stand back there and deliver that ball in tight windows. And I didn't know if I saw that enough last year. And if he can do that, I saw him going to be looking at the game tomorrow. If he can do that in the rest of this year, then I'm all in. But until I see that, man, I can't be all in just yet.
All right. All right, Matthew, got an over-under for you. 1,099.5 yards for Miles Sanders rushing this year.
I'll say over. I say he'll get 1,100 yards. I really do. I think he'll get 1,100 easy.
Good call, Matthew. I would say slightly under, but again, 17 games.
17 games, and I do think Sirianni's going to have a commitment to it.
I hope so, man. Right? I hope so. All right, coming up next, we will get into He Must Not Be Named. That was my bad. took it a little late to get into that because I need to argue with you about this. So he must not be named coming up. Plus, Jalen Hurts, where do you stand on him this season, heading into the season? Like, time to get on the record. We're going to find out in the next, you know, few weeks what this guy has, who this guy's going to be, and how long he's going to be in our lives, right? I mean, there's a chance that he could be the guy. He could be our guy for the next decade. Like, that is on the table. We're going to find out if that's going to happen. What do you think is going to happen? 215-592-9494. It's Fritz at Seltzer. It's Go Birds Radio. And let me remind you that the Park Sportsbook is the official sportsbook partner of the Real Sports Fan. Golf's in full swing, baseball as well. You can bet on it all, baseball, golf, MMA, and of course, football is back. Live in-game play-by-play betting lets you bet while you watch. It's the only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in the whole state of Pennsylvania, and it's the only one that we at Go Birds recommend. Bet the money line as it changes during the game on the Park Sportsbook app. You can bet on individual player performances as they happen in baseball. Bet hits, home runs, pitcher strikeouts, inning by inning. Golf, you can bet on match winners, bet on leaders after rounds, and more. And, of course, football, you can bet on individual player performances. You can bet on, of course, the classic spreads, parlays, props, teasers, over-unders, and more. And, of course, tomorrow, football actions. You bet on every game on the slate. You can bet on every over-under on the slate. Philly is a 3.5-point underdog in Atlanta. I like them to cover that. I don't know if they win the game, but it feels like a 3-point game to me. So I think that's a good one. Seattle -3 at Indy. And any other line on the slate, you could bet on it in all the apps. Easy to use. It's fun. It's intuitive. And it's just a lot more fun to watch these games and have a little action on it. So here's the deal. New customers, if you sign up right now, you get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Just download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA and use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's GOBIRDS to get your risk-free bet. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has all the details. It's Go Birds Radio, presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. There you go, Dan Wilson. Little Kid Rock,
yeah.
Bringing it back.
What's your go-to Kid Rock song? You got one?
No.
Nah?
No.
Cowboy?
I don't know. I did see Kid Rock in concert once.
Really?
Yeah. He came out with Fish.
Really?
In Vegas.
They don't seem like they would mix.
I was pretty surprised by it, too. It was cool.
I will say this. Fish is much more talented than Kid Rock.
Thank you. Look at that. It's the nicest thing I've ever said about Fish.
I know. Now, if they were actually good, they'd be on the radio. But and they are a really good cover band. But but like, it's two different levels of talent,
yes,
right? I mean,
yes.
Like, they can actually play music.
They're musicians. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes. So 215-592-9494. All right. Where do you stand on Jalen Hurts right now heading into this season? What's his future? Is he going to be Jack Fritz said the franchise quarterback.
That's what my gut tells me. Okay. It really does. Okay. And I couldn't be more in on him. Outside of the rent is due every day, which it physically can't be,
yeah.
I really like Jalen.
And look, it seems like the people are going that way, right? I mean, every caller we've gotten other than Tom from Abington has been pretty much all in on Jalen Hurts.
But
so.
It's because I think every Eagles fan has that same feeling in their gut of like, that's like going from the last guy to Hurts and seeing how he handles himself.
Yeah.
It's just such a breath of fresh air. Like, instead of, you know, wearing AO1 gear around all the time, instead of Eagles gear, like, Jalen's wearing Eagles gear and his teammates are wearing Ren is Due stuff, which, again, doesn't make any sense. But it's like, it's so nice to have a guy that at least seems like is really working at this and is all in on that.
Yeah, so. I'm with you. And I'm a big believer that yes, we can be homery at times and whatnot, but in terms of knowing the ins and outs of a team on a day-to-day basis, like, we know it better. Like, I'm sorry, Chris Sims, this guy, that guy, whatever, like, all your national people, like, we're here every day. We see this kid every day. We see how he handles things. We see how he goes about his business and all that. And I do think that a lot of times the national guys can miss that type of stuff, the smaller fringe stuff that actually makes a big difference. So I'm with you, man.
What percentage would you say the city is in on Jalen Hurts?
I would say, like, 65%. You think that's a fair number?
Yeah, I would say between 65 and 70.
Yeah.
But it honestly, it's just nice that it feels like most of the city is excited for the quarterback and the head coach.
Yeah.
You know, it's
a breath of fresh air.
Been a while.
Like we said, man.
I guess it's been since 2016. I mean, yeah. 2016, the
that week one we were in.
Ah. Oh. Magical.
And we were still, it took a little while for Doug, let's be fair. It was really
yes.
2017
yes.
for Doug that the way 2016 ended a little bit, we started to turn, but obviously the whole Cincinnati game, it was the Jim Schwartz trying to steal his job stuff and
yeah.
all that. We were not sold on Peterson right away. We were on Wentz, and then obviously it all came together. So it's a big season, man, a big season from that perspective. 215-592-9494 coming up in a minute. He will be named.
All right, it's the third time you've done
it. Yeah, but
you should probably really do it.
I'm actually going to do it. First, we're going to go Old City and talk to our buddy Daniel. Hey, Dan.
Hey, the high hopes, guys. Taking on Go Birds.
Yeah!
How you guys doing?
Well, there's no high hopes in Phillies land, so we figured we might as well do an Eagles show.
Yeah, it's like we got to talk about
the Eagles. Yeah, this is way better than the high hopes as of right now.
Yeah,
so.
There are no hopes right now.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way to put it, yeah.
Well, I didn't think I could be any more excited for the season to start. And then my guy, Jordan Mailata, gets signed to that contract. It's an absolute steal of a contract. I remember I was watching the draft when he got drafted. And you know how every once in a while you see one of those guys and you're like, you know what? Like, that's my guy. I like that guy. I did that for Jordan Mailata, and it paid off. You know, just ordered my jersey, just put it in.
Wow.
I am honestly so excited. There's just no shot they lose tomorrow.
I love it. What a fire coming from Daniel.
I didn't think anyone could be that excited about a left tackle getting signed to an extension, but I appreciate it, Daniel.
Well, have you heard him sing? I mean, what's not there to be excited about? He's a man, jack of all trades.
Ooh, he's a jack.
Just like I mean, he's kind of a jack of all trades. He's a very good left tackle, and the contract was a steal. So it's a good day to be an Eagles fan for sure.
For sure, without a doubt. You know, I'm just super excited. Eagles win tomorrow. I'm saying 24-18, Devontae Smith. Let's see, 160 yards, 2 touchdowns, 8 receptions. Sounds good to me.
Whoa. Love it.
Sounds good to me,
Daniel,
too.
Daniel, you are fired up, and I love it.
All right, Daniel, we'll see how fired up you are with an over-under, okay?
All right, let's go.
716.5 rushing yards this year for Jalen Hurts.
Ooh. Oof. See, that's a good number. I want to say over because I have so much blind optimism, but I also think the Eagles are going to be as good as I want them to be, Jalen's going to have to keep the ball in the air, so I'm going to go under, but just barely.
Wow. Great call, Daniel.
So in 4 games last year, he had 394 yards rushing.
Did he really?
Yeah, it was like what? It was 3.5, really, games.
Well, no, it was 4 games because he started 4. It was 4.5, technically, because he came in the Green Bay game
started 4. But he only played, what, three-quarters of the
– a half of the Green Bay game.
No, but three-quarters of the Washington game.
Oh, yeah, so it's like, really it's 4 games. If you take like a half from Washington and a half from Green Bay and then the 3 games he started.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 4 games he played. That's crazy.
It's about 400 yards.
Because my gut instinct when you said that over-under was like, obviously under. That's a lot of rushing yards. I mean, that's like almost feels like a stone cold over if you're going to base it on that. I mean, that's nuts.
Now, it was interesting in the first preseason game and the one that he actually played in. He didn't really move around the pocket much.
No.
Like, they seemed very, make a concerted effort to keep him in the pocket because ultimately he does have to win from within the pocket.
For sure.
So,
he needs to have both assets in his game to be able to be a great one. You know, to be the franchise quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, we know he can run. We know that he's got wheels, he's athletic, he can do that stuff. It's can he do the other stuff, too, is what we're going to find out. All right, let's get to it.
Yeah.
Talking about Jalen Hurts a lot today.
Our guy.
The former our guy. Used to be my guy. Not my guy.
Yeah, you seem really torn up about it.
Well, so you said something to me, but just go ahead. We're going to say the name. Carson Wentz in Indy. 70% of the snaps, that's all we want. What is your take on Carson Wentz this year?
I hope he does well.
Oh, God. Why? Why would you root for this guy?
I'm rooting for Carson this year. Honestly, I don't get the venom towards Carson.
Can't stand it.
But, like, why?
He forced his way out of town.
Of course he forced. Why would he not force his way out of town? Like, it was ridiculous.
His contract hadn't even kicked in yet,
yeah,
man.
And what did the Eagles do?
And they drafted a quarterback, and this crybaby's like, Droop, I'm out. See ya.
They drafted
after playing the worst quarterback in the sport, took zero accountability. Zero.
Jack French is an idiot.
The moment
he got benched, he's like, I'm out. I want out. Like, are you kidding me, loser?
Why would he want to come back? The head coach is taking subtle shots in the press conferences.
Well, they don't have the head coach anymore. They fired him, so there you go.
Okay, well, the general manager is leaking out stuff about his practice habits, making him look bad. The general manager is bringing back the guy that leaked a whole article to Jacina Anderson back-to-back years. Like, if I'm Carson Wentz, I'd be like, oh, great, like, you paid me, that's awesome. Everything since they paid him was just hedging their bets against Carson,
bro,
which is fine. It's fine to hedge their bets.
You're a professional football team. You have to have other opportunities. And to the point, this guy's never played in a playoff. He played 9 snaps in a playoff game, I mean, and got hurt. Like, every year this guy's been on the team, they needed a backup. Like, at a certain point, you are what you are.
So the year after they give him that contract, they draft Jalen Hurts.
Good. I hated it in the moment. I will not go back on that. I thought it was a horrendous decision in the moment. But having said that, like, that should not break someone. You're a professional athlete, and you get broken by them drafting someone at your position? Like, that's so soft, man.
He might have been
soft. That is as weak as it gets. I don't want my quarterback to be that guy. I want a quarterback who is a leader, who's going to go out and lead my team and guys are going to believe in. That guy can't handle someone being playing behind him?
No, it's the fact that they gave him that contract. He just won his locker room back coming off the fall stuff, and the first thing they did was draft the quarterback in the second round. Like, I would consider that a slap in the face. I don't think anyone is thinking about it. No, but see, you're
go
about
out and, go out and play
no,
better.
No,
instead,
but you're
instead he played the worst quarterback in the sport, Jack.
Yeah, I know he was bad.
And took zero accountability. Zip. Always something else. Always someone else. Never me. Never my bad. Never like, hey, I sucked. I deserve to get benched. Of course, if I were running the team, I'd bring in Jalen Hurts too. You know why? Because I was terrible out there.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would say that. Personally, I don't think anyone would say that.
But he never said anything.
What is he supposed to come out and be like? He said multiple times, I need to play better. We need to play better. Like, what do you want to do? His press conference. Who cares about his press conferences? Like, really? Like, what
I
matters?
I care about him making excuses for his play rather than owning.
What excuses did he make about his play?
All year he made excuses. It was always other things. It was always there were always other things than just saying like, yeah, like this is on me. I am horrible right now. Like, he was the worst quarterback in football, Jack.
Have you?
And also, not working on this stuff in practice. All this stuff about whether or not who leaked it and what it means. Like, all this stuff about him not wanting to run certain plays, not running the Foles plays, not running, like, all this type of stuff. Like, that's crazy, man.
How do you let that come out about your quote-unquote franchise quarterback? Personally, that's me. All I'm saying is that I feel like a lot of people aren't thinking about the human element with Carson, and they want him to just be a robot and take all the emotions out of it and just go out there and be a top 10 quarterback when all of this stuff has been stacked against you. There was a lot stacked against Carson Wentz, and I'm not even the I hope he plays well. Like, I don't have this venom towards Carson. So I'm rooting for Carson. I hope he plays well. I want to see him do well. And ultimately, James, I want to be right.
Yeah.
I want to be right.
That sounds right. Yeah.
I loved Carson.
I did too. I'm very happy being wrong. I'm very happy being wrong. And I was wrong. I was wrong about Carson Wentz.
He's wrong.
A loser.
I was wrong from the standpoint I thought he could handle it. And it turns out he couldn't handle it. So, but I don't have this whole like, oh, I want him to get hurt. Oh, I don't want him to play well.
I don't want him to get hurt, but I definitely don't want him to play well.
I hope he plays well. I'm rooting for him.
I want him to play 75% of the snaps. That's it.
I'm going
to
be locked into Colts games just as locked in as would be on Eagles games.
I will actively root against him other than playing snaps. Like, I want him to stink. Sorry, Carson. I want you to get hurt. I want you to be healthy all that. I just want you to stink.
Couldn't disagree more.
I want
to
watch him be 2020 Carson Wentz somewhere else.
Now, speaking of which, with Carson, how are we handling the Carson jerseys this year?
Oh, what a good question, Jack.
Like, I think Carson jerseys have to be out of the mix.
I don't think you can wear a Carson jersey to an Eagles game right now.
No.
Maybe down the road. Maybe you don't have to burn it or anything like that. But, like, right now, this year, yeah, you can't wear one.
No, and it looks weird, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's 28. He's playing somewhere else. He's not an Eagle anymore.
It's a good take by you.
Like, I don't think – I think Wentz jerseys are out. If you – like, honestly, if you're out there with a Wentz jersey, how are you handling it? Like, are you wearing it tomorrow to a –
Yeah, this is a great – if you're on the line, if you want to call in 215-592-9494, if you're going through this dilemma, what are you going to do? If your jersey is a Wentz jersey, like, did you get a new jersey?
You wearing a shirt? You wearing
just
like
– saying, I'm not going to wear a jersey. Yeah. I can't – because I would rather just wear, like, a white plain T-shirt than wear a Carson Wentz jersey.
Yeah, it's more appropriate.
Yeah.
So, if you have a party tomorrow, you know – You gotta make the buff chick dip today, and then you gotta go to the party tomorrow. You're wearing that Carson jersey.
It's a great question. 215-592-9494. Well, let's go back to the phones, and if you want to chime in on any of that stuff, the Carson Wentz thing, whether you're rooting for him, whether you believe in him, whatever, and of course the Wentz jersey thing, I think is a fascinating, tough hypothetical
for
Eagles fans right now because you spend money on these things.
Dude, he was probably the most popular jersey for the last 5 years.
Probably. Was. So, yeah, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Texas and talk to our buddy CJ. Yo, Siege.
Yo, Jimmy, what's good?
How you doing, man?
I'm going to say this. I'm doing good. I got a little somber piece I want to go over before I get to my sports piece. I remember where I was 20 years ago to this day. I was going to graduate from AIT. I was in the Army. And the towers got hit, right? What happened after that, this country came together, right? Black, white, all sports, like everything. It's all was us against everybody else. Like, we got to heal from inside. Not to be a Debbie down or anything, but to go 20 years, I've lost comrades overseas and four deployments. I lost combat people that died once we came back because they couldn't take what they saw and what they've been through. and to see where we are now is horrible. So thinking about all that over this past week, I've had some hard takes. I've had some hard feelings about different sports takes, right? I'm all in with everything Eagles. You know, when it comes to Hurts, I'm all in. I didn't like how the Carson thing ended. I thought Carson was going to be my quarterback. I don't have no hate for him. I'm going to say this. The only thing I don't like is how sometimes we already set people up to get chose against. Some of the questions that we've had this week, you know, the poll questions, like even this today, do you think Hurts is going to be here for 10 years? We were a bad team last year. We were a horrible team last year. No matter who, what fault this was, we were a horrible team. So we were a horrible team to double up on wins. Like the guy just said, maybe we weren't even supposed to win two games if the quarterbacks had played. So if we double up on wins, we get to 8. We're building again. We get a good foundation. If Hurts is the guy, great. Let's run with it. If he's not, hey, we can maybe still be able to win with a great defense and pieces around him. When it goes back to Carson, I hate how to end it, but I'm also going to say this. We didn't put Carson in the best situation. When we say, hey, who was his number one receiver? Yeah, it worked. We want a ring out of it.
Yeah.
But you came
Hurts
back.
Probably
and they tried. Like, look, they missed on Rager, right? Or maybe not in the future, but last year with Wentz. Like, Rager wasn't good. Like, that was something they tried to do to help him. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. They missed, but they drafted a receiver in the second round. Like, they did try to put guys around Wentz. They just did a bad job.
They did a bad job. But when we say that, we forget that when we come with the disdain for Carson. Like, that happened. Like, it was a horrible team. As far as injuries, I've never seen injuries like what we've been through the last couple of years. That is crazy.
Yeah, I think they're heading into this year. I think they're heading into this year. They were this time last year down what six
this
starters?
This is the healthiest they've been heading into.
I mean, no one's hurt.
Yeah.
Is that allowed? Are they allowed to head into a season perfectly healthy? CJ,
great call and thank you for your service. Obviously, as well.
Yes, of course. And before we get you out of here. Over under 989.5 yards receiving for Devontae Smith this year, CJ. Over or under?
I'm going to say we're going to get the ball to him.
Ooh.
I think we're going to be going heavy tight ends and the guy who's open. As much as I just said, I hope we come together. When it comes to Rager, I'm behind enemy lines. I live in Texas, so I watched him at TCU. My wife went to TCU. And if he wasn't wide open, he wasn't doing – like those, the great things. So I'm going to say Smith is going to be creating separation. They might be force feeding him. I'm going over 900.
Love
you know what?
It.
I'm going to get pumped.
Love
hey,
it.
Hey, it's Go Birds. Hey, you got to get in with this. It's Go Birds. With one fist, we're going to punch everybody in the mouth, even if we have a bad season. Hey, let's knock them out the box and have a great season, guys.
CJ.
Great show. Keep it going.
Thanks, brother. Keep calling. Go Birds, obviously.
How about those Eagles?
Yeah. That's a lot of yards. Yeah. I would probably, if I were betting it, like my heart says over, and I do see a world where he goes over again. Like Justin Jefferson had 1,400 as a rookie last year. It is possible, and I think he's clearly their number one receiver. That's a lot of yards for a rookie.
Yeah, I'm going stone under.
Yeah, I think I'd have to. I see on our board the original Jalen Hurtsman, and someone who I'm hoping is going to take you to task for your Carson Wentz love. Let's go to Chester and talk to Wade, the OG Wade. What up, Wade?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, OG?
Man, you disappoint me, brother.
But I've been all about Jalen Hurts today.
Tell him.
How could I disappoint you when I've been as in on Jalen Hurts today?
I like that part of you. But that bobblehead Tom from Abington, imitation you're doing right now, I don't like that one of you. And I don't like that Jack.
Okay.
Okay? Let me just say this here. And for the brother that just got off that said, spoke about, Carson Wentz wasn't set up in it. Let me tell you something. And I'm not being facetious. Just go back and look at the players, our skill players. DeSean Jackson, Zach Ertz, Dallas Goedert, Jeffries, okay? They got hurt, right? Look at the plays they got hurt on. And look who got them hurt.
Oh, it's Carson.
Jalen Rager, okay, who was supposed to have a good year. Carson set him up, got his hand broke. Carson set DeSean Jackson up, got his spleen broke, got Zach Ertz's spleen broke. Who the hell is how are you going to have a weapon if your damn quarterback is getting your weapons hurt? I've never seen it in my life, and I'm going to be honest with you. If y'all go back and listen, I think we was taking a poll that day, and it was like, what are we looking for out of this season? That was the beginning of last season. And we were saying, everybody, my take was, and I was playing with it, I said I wanted to see how many players that Carson Wentz is going to get hurt. I didn't even mean it. But if you go back and look at these players, bro, it's not even close. So I don't want to get into the Carson Wentz thing. Mm. Hell no, I already know he's not good, so I don't got to pray or hope that he don't be good. I told y'all this in 2017. Something wasn't right with this dude. He struggled to beat good defenses. That was just it. I was out on that point, and we won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. But even him having that season, I said that season was like we've had the worst schedule in the league, okay? We had played four teams in that year with winning record. We won two of them. That was the Carolina game and the Rams game.
All right, I got you, OG. Are you ready for an over-under on your boy Hurts or what?
Man, listen, man.
Oh, no, I got it for you. Over-under, 3,622 yards and a half for Jalen Hurts.
Passing.
Passing yards, yes.
Passing? Absolutely.
Love it.
Yes, over.
All
over.
Right.
As usual, coming over. In hot today. We appreciate
yes.
it.
The franchise record is 4,000 by Carson, by the way.
That's unbelievable that it's that low.
4,000 yards?
I mean, people throw for like 5.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, Pat Mahomes is like easy 5,000
well,
yards.
It is going to be weird now with the 17th game. Like, all these records are going to change.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, if he doesn't get over that, that's probably not a great
season. Yeah, he's got to get over 3,600. I agree. Whatever that was, 36.
Yeah, 3,600. He should be over 3,600.
215-592-9494. It's time for our player to watch tomorrow, brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles, Toyota, let's go places. Let's go, Eagles. This one's pretty damn easy, Jack.
Yeah, I think it is.
Been talking about it all show.
Jason Kelce.
Jalen Hurts is absolutely your player to watch tomorrow, both for tomorrow's game and also for what we're talking about today. What is he? Is he going to be the franchise quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles? Tomorrow is the first step towards finding that out. 215-592-9494. It's Fritz. It's Seltzer. It's Go Birds Radio. Don't go anywhere. This is a return that doesn't have a drop. It's like that's kind of a drop. It's not like a real drop. Not a fan. It's Go Birds Radio presented by Park Casino and Sports.
Bad job by Dan Wilson.
Yeah, Dan, bring it.
This
man.
Is too bad. It's a 2-hour show. We've had two bad returns in a 2-hour show. This should just be removed from the system. Like it's not even.
I'm with you.
It's not exciting.
I know.
It's like you come back, you're like, back on Go Birds Radio.
Hey.
Yeah.
How we doing?
Not a fan.
No. You need the juices flowing, man.
Exactly.
It's all about energy. Nick Sirianni style.
We're attacking this radio waves like Nick Sirianni would.
215-592-9494. Where do you stand on Jalen Hurts and the Eagles heading into tomorrow's game, the beginning of the season? What is Jalen Hurts long term, and what do you see happening with this team this season and tomorrow? And, of course, if you want to chime in on the Carson Wentz stuff as well, are you pulling for him this year like Jack is?
Yep.
Or are you rooting against him other than to play snaps like me? 215-592-9494. Let's go to Delaware and talk to my buddy Mark. Yo, Mark.
Jimmy, not only the best producer, you're a heck of a talk show host too, man.
Oh, you're too kind, Mark.
Second best producer.
Fritz, you got a long way to go, buddy, but you know I love you.
I don't think so, Mark. I don't think so, but I appreciate it.
Well, you're really feeling it today. I like that. You know why I like that? Because you're getting your green juices flowing. It's all about the Eagles. I love it, man. I love it.
Yes, me too, Mark. Me too. We need some fire today.
So, listen, here's the deal on Wentz real quick. If you want a guy that's got a huge upside, that's probably going to win some games, you know, that's your guy. If you want a guy that's going to take his basketball and football and go home, then that's your guy too, because that's what he does.
Well said, Mark.
Hey, hold on 1 second, Jimmy. The other thing I wanted to say to Fritz is if you want a guy like basically Izell Jenkins jersey, that's what you got with a Wentz jersey.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah,
20 good games, 20 really good games, and that's it. The bottom line is, with the Eagles this year, I told Jimmy this a few days ago, I'm just going to have fun, man. I'm not having high expectations. Let's all be realistic. If they win 9 or 10 games, great. If they win 7 games but look good and Hurts looks good, great. If they win 6 games or 5 games, you're probably going to be looking for a new quarterback. By the way, Dallas sucks.
Yeah,
Mark, couldn't have said it better myself. Last place in the NFL, just saying.
Listen to all. Hey, love you guys. Go Birds!
All right, thanks, Mark.
My man.
Wow. That's exciting.
Great to
it's exciting the day before season. It is interesting, though. Like
you were kind of a you know, shushing him along there. Being like, all right, Mark, all right, yeah, let's well, do an Eagles chant.
I know. I actually like the Eagles chant. I like the Eagles chant more.
We found one thing you like.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. I will say, though, like, I think a majority of the fan base, well, no, I would say a majority of the fan base is being realistic with this year. Like, they're where we are, which is like 7 wins. But, like, the really high-end thing, like, we don't need to set expectations on this Eagles team. And I think they try to do that to you're setting yourself up for failure if you have them about 10, 11, even like 12 wins. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do that this year. Like, it's okay to win 7 games this year.
Yeah.
And call that a win and call that a successful
season.
Feel
progress. Like, feel like there's progress.
Right. Like, you don't have to put this. We're post Super Bowl now. Like, we won the Super Bowl. It doesn't have to be every year going to, like, they got to win the Super Bowl this year, mm-hmm. or they got to make the playoffs this year. It's a total failure. You don't have to think that way. Like, listen, if they win 10 games, great.
Great. And great. It is, like, theoretically possible. Like, I don't expect it. You don't expect it. But, you know, it wouldn't be the craziest thing that's ever happened in the NFL. I think 9, personally, is their ceiling. But, like, crazier stuff has happened. I just don't think it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I don't know why we have to put that expectation.
It's a great point, Jack.
Like, we don't. It's fine. Like, yeah. No one. And this is to, I think, a lot of people out there, like, we don't have to put this high expectation on the Eagles team. We know they're not that talented.
Yeah.
We know that they have some talent that could win the division if things go right. But for them to win 11, 10 games, like, things have to go perfect.
Yep.
I mean,
that's what I say to Elliot all the time. I'm like, you're only looking at, like, the best case scenario for all these guys. Like, everyone has to stay healthy. Everyone has to play great. Like, it's just so unlikely.
And the likelihood of a first-year head coach calling plays for the first time,
yep.
with pretty much a first-year quarterback. I know he played 4 games last year, whatever. It's pretty much Jalen Hurts' first year.
Mm-hmm.
The likelihood of those guys being able to navigate an NFL season and get to 11 wins, it's just so slim. And you see the depth behind the starters, and it's just not good.
Especially in some key spots, like the secondary, the wide receivers, like stuff like that, where if you lose one guy, it really is almost like that whole unit is going to implode because of it, you know?
If Steven Nelson and Darius Slay get hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you have no one behind him.
It's a rookie, a fourth-round rookie.
Who is talented, but, man.
But he's a fourth-round rookie.
He seems very raw. Yeah. Like, he was very grabby, you know, had some penalties in the preseason. So, like, it's just the depth isn't there. They've been banged up the last couple of years. Maybe this year is the year it doesn't happen. That's why they sat everyone in the preseason, was so that, you know, they're healthy heading into a season. Yeah. But the likelihood is that guys are going to get hurt. They don't have the depth. You have a first-year head coach, a first-year quarterback in a sense, and it's going to be okay.
Like, it's a great point. It's okay. Like, we don't – look, they might surprise us. And you people who say 10, 11 wins, you might be right. It's possible. But, like, don't put the pressure on it that it has to be that. Like, they don't have to make the playoffs this year. We want them to. But guess what? Like, that's not – organizationally, that's not where they are. They've even said it's like a transition year or whatever they want to call it. Like, they've – like $30 million on the books for a guy who's not even on the team. Like, it's hard to win that way.
It's 25% of their salary cap.
It's hard to win that way. Yeah. So, you know, it is okay. It's a great point, Jack. 215-592-9494. Look who I see on the board. My man, very happy to talk to him the day before a football season. Legend, Tone, the Barbershop. How you been, buddy?
What's going on, Jimmy? Hey, what's up, Fritz?
What's up, Tone? How are you, man?
I don't know, man. I got to take your temperature, man.
Oh, what did I do now?
You're not excited about nothing.
How am I not excited about anything? I'm excited about Jalen Hurts. He's my franchise quarterback, Tone.
Well, I like that part. You did say
there
that.
There you go.
So
we did.
I give you credit for that. You know, I mean, going into this season, I mean, it's a reset. That's how I look at it. It's clear the deck, clear the slate. We're starting 0-0-0 across the board. There's so many unknowns on this team, where in previous years, Carson Wentz and the offensive line, defensive lines, you sort of had an idea what you had and what your expectations should be. This year, you don't know. You don't know. And for them to get 5-6 games, I'd be thrilled to death. But in those 5 or 6 games, what I want to see is progression. I want to see guys, they're going to make mistakes, but I want to see them get better. You know, last night I had an opportunity, Dark's in town, and he was doing a book signing, and I got a chance to go over and see him.
Nice.
And he said some things that apply to this team, is that you got to see what you can be. and not think about what you want to be. And I think that applies to these guys, these young kids, that they don't know what they don't know. They're coming in like, why can't I do it?
Same with the coaching staff too, Tone. I mean, if you think about it from that perspective too, it's a bunch of young coaches who are there, you know, all hours of the day, work. Like, I don't think they know any better that they shouldn't be expected to do well, you know?
Absolutely. And you know, the thing I like about this game, you got two teams that don't know nothing about each other.
True.
At all. I mean,
well, two new head coaches.
Past, you know
point.
What I mean? Julio Jones, this and that. You sort of expect what you're going to get when you go to Atlanta. And Atlanta's like, okay, Carson Wentz, Deshaun Jackson, you know what you're going to get there. Both teams are looking at each other like, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if this kid can really fly. I don't know if the tight ends are really going to work out. I don't know if Gainwell is going to be a game buster. I don't know. The only thing they do know is that we got a good offensive line when healthy. We got a good defensive front when healthy. And if those two things happen majority of the year, you get your 6, 7, 8 wins. That's what I feel. And that 3,600 yards for Hurts, yeah, I like that. I'll take that
here,
back.
Let's give him another. Give him another one,
all right.
Jack.
Tone, 27.5 total touchdowns for Hurts, over or under?
I think it's right on the number.
Yeah, it's right. That's a good number, man. Like, I think, you know,
because,
maybe 22
you know, he's
passing,
get about
five or six
of them rushing.
Yep.
Right off, he's going to get 4 or 5 rushing.
Tone, great
absolutely.
Call.
Absolutely. He's
call.
A threat in the red zone. Watch him. You know what? As bad as things have been, would you rather be the Eagles or the Baltimore Ravens?
Probably still the Ravens. I mean, they lost running backs, which sucks, but like
John Harbaugh.
They lost everything.
I know, but I still trust John Harbaugh.
I love John
and they have
Harbaugh.
The MVP.
But
so.
I get your point, Tone, and Tone, a great call as always. And look, it is outside of what you think they're going to be or whatever. It is just fun. We talked about this. It's a breath of fresh air. It's new. It's unknown. It could be anything. Zach Berman once told me that his favorite part of and it was like the most wide-eyed, like, you know, adorable thing. I loved it. He said his favorite part of football season is right before kickoff of the season. Because anything can happen.
Oh.
Any story. And I was like, it was so like sweet. I
what a
it.
Journalist.
Yeah, no, but it was cool. It was cool. But the point,
such
right,
a big J
but
move.
He's right about it with this season, particularly like this could be anything. Nick Sirianni could be anything. Jalen Hurts could be anything.
I know.
That's pretty exciting.
Well, and that's what, you know, Tone mentioned how he wants to see the team progress and get better and that stuff. I have this feeling that the more Sirianni gets going, like the better the team should be, given how much he stresses the fundamentals.
Totally.
Going over stuff.
And also just, you know, learning on the job. I mean, this guy's never been a head coach at any level before. I mean, there are going to be growing pains. There are going to be, like, you know, bumps in the road. But repetitions, learning, understanding, seeing in a situation where he might make a mistake in a game, with a game situation, with a timeout, with a replay, whatever, and then say, okay, and now I know I've been through that. I know what that's like. Like, that stuff matters.
Yeah, and honestly, if this season ends like 2016 ends, I'm happy. I mean, like,
me too.
The Ravens game, that I thought that was a big show me game. They went down there, they lost,
yep,
because they went for it.
Went for, but they could have tied it and gone to overtime. And who knows? But they went for it, and that was the right call in that spot. And it was Wentz leading them down. And it felt like, all right, we got something here.
Yes.
Like, there's a future here.
As long as we end this season feeling like we got something,
yep,
that's a win.
Perfect way to put it. 215.
Was it better than how Zach Berman put it? Which gave you more chills? What I just said or what Zach Berman told you?
Obviously you, Jack.
Thank you.
Obviously.
I agree.
215. Zach's the best. Shout out to Zach.
He's very nice.
Yeah, he's a great guy. 215-5. Actually went to high school with my brother. How about that?
Really?
Zach Berman and Peter Seltzer hanging out together back
really?
In the day. Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
Was your brother and Z Berman, were they fun in high school?
No, I mean, I didn't know Zach in high school. My brother, of course not. No, my brother was fine. My brother was fine.
Big nerd, Peter Seltzer.
Oh, he's the best. 215-592-9494. It's Jack. It's James. One more segment to go for Go Birds Radio. And let me remind you one more time that the Park Sportsbook is the official sportsbook partner of the Real Sports Fan. Golf's in full swing, baseball as well. You can bet on it all. Baseball, golf, MMA, and of course, football is back and so much more. Live in-game play-by-play betting lets you bet while you watch. It's the only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in the whole state of Pennsylvania and the only one that we here at Go Birds recommend. Bet on the money line as it changes during the game on the Park Sportsbook app, and bet on individual player performances as they happen. Baseball, bet on hits, home runs, pitcher strikeouts, inning by inning. Golf, you can bet on match winners. and leaders after each round and so much more. And, of course, football tomorrow. You can bet on every single game on the slate. Philadelphia, a 3.5-point dog in Atlanta. Feels like a 3-point game to me. I would take Philadelphia in that one. And, of course, every other game on the slate, I like Seattle -3 at Indy. I like Carolina -4.5 at home against New York. There are any game you want, over-unders, props, parlays, teasers, the whole deal. And having a little action on these games just makes them so much more fun. Here's the deal, new customers. If you sign up right now, you get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Just download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA and use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's GOBIRDS to get your risk-free bet. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has all the details. GoBirds Radio!
See?
Presented by Parks, you know, and Sportsbook.
Oh, it's so much better.
Like 8 zillion times better.
So much better.
Look at Dan Wilson learning how to produce.
Yeah, it's all Dan.
It's all Dan. Good work, Dan. Well done, buddy. 215-592.
Man, it took him 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Or an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, you know what? I did think we started at noon. Yep. Yep. That's on me, Donovan Chespat.
Chespat, that one. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, John Johnson.
Jan Johnson
leading you up to Phillies Rockies.
He said he's refusing to talk Phillies until leading off.
John, you are a superstar. That's what you should do. They don't deserve it. I see him in the hallway. Talk Eagles, talk Jalen Hurts. That's what we're doing. Let's go back to the phones, go to the Northeast, and talk to our buddy Leo.
What's going on, gentlemen?
How about it?
Exciting weekend. Football is back. The birds are heading down south, and we're going to come home with a win. No ifs, no ands, no buts.
Okay? We're doubling down, Leo.
We're doubling down. Now, Jack, I do agree with you very, very much on the whole Carson thing. That's as much as I'm going to say. We could talk someday about that. But my biggest concern about this weekend is how are we going to use timeouts and challenges? Are we going to blow a game because of that?
Leo, it is an outstanding – we've talked so much about Nick Sirianni, like what's he going to be as a play caller, and not enough about like just managing a game, right? I mean, Andy Reid could call plays. His issue until recently, obviously, was the managing of a game, that those type of decisions, managing the clock, managing timeouts, managing replays, all that stuff. It is a really good point, Leo.
And, Leo, I will say, Doug in his first year, I think we could tell, knew what he was doing from that standpoint.
Yeah.
He knew right away he knew how to do that.
He did. Now, Jalen, I'm really behind him. I'm an Eagles fan. We're not born, we're bred. I'll accept anybody as my quarterback. But he has to go through more than just 4 games last year to make me have a lot of confidence in him. Believe me, I'm rooting for this kid no matter what. And I think he's going to get over 790-some yards, which you guys said earlier.
Love it. Leo, look at you, buddy. Hey, always a pleasure. Thing. Yeah, lay it on us.
All right, ready? We're going down south, and we're going to make Ryan look like a
You're bringing it back. Look at you.
Oh, love it. Leo, real quick, before he gets you out of here, got an over-under for you. 2.5 interceptions this year for Darius. Please make a play, Slay.
It better be, brother. It better be.
Leo, great call, buddy. Good to hear
your voice,
man.
Yeah.
I'll take the under.
Yeah?
Pretty handily.
Are you calling him big play?
No.
I call him make a play.
I call him Darius Slay. Make a play is better than that. I might go with that. That's pretty good. Let's go to Northeast Philly and talk to Adam. Hey, buddy.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Adam? What do you got?
Man, I was a little apprehensive in the offseason about this whole thing. But the more I see, the more I hear, I'm starting to come around. I'm excited, man, for the unknown, you know. Who knows what this kid's going to go out there and do. You know, we got that new rookie receiver. I pray that this is the guy. I don't want to go through another offseason arguing who's going to be the starter and the fans divided, you know. All that, let's get behind this guy, and let's go out there and win some football games.
Yeah, it's been a while since, like, the whole fan base has been, you know, aligned on something. Like, it's been it's been 4 years. Foles wins the Super Bowl, half the city wants Foles, half the city wants Wentz. Like, we can't even win a Super Bowl in a normal way. So I'm with you, Adam. Like, we got to get all back in on the same page.
Yeah, I'd love to see that, you know. And if this guy goes out there and win, you know, and he can play, Devontae Smith, you know, the new coach, you know, who knows, you know.
Oh, what's your gut say, though, Adam? Like, what's your gut say on Hurts? Are you buying or are you a little worried?
I'm in. I think this kid's going to go out there and surprise a lot of people. That's what I think.
All right, Adam, I got an over-under for you. 8 sacks for Brandon Graham.
Ooh. I like maybe a little under that, bro.
Oh, wow. Adam, good call.
What do you have, 8.5
last year?
I think you had 7.5 in the first 6 games.
I'll go over. I love you.
Well, baby. Extra game.
Yeah, extra game. There you go. That's it. We
need one double-digit Brandon Graham.
Please, could we? I love that guy so much.
Yes, he's the best.
That's it. Mad Mike, enough with the
Yeah.
Let's go to Vancouver and talk to our buddy Tom. Tommy, how are you, pal?
I'm fine, thanks. Hi, how are you guys?
Tom, I'm good. Let's see if you have taken the criticisms of John Marks
so hold
personally.
Hold up. What's this about? Jack was telling me. I was like, oh, look, Tom's on the line. Love Tom. And he's like, well, Marks went after him pretty bad.
Yeah,
like,
so we're seeing
like, would you go after Tom? He's like the nicest person in the world.
Listen, that's because Marks is just a bad dude. Everyone knows that. So, listen, we'll see if you've worked on what Marks was trying to worry about.
So what is this about? What happened here?
You know, I got to say that I love the fact that I'm calling into an all-producer show.
That's right. That's because we take care of our callers.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome like that. And I have some good news. I looked online and I found out that the Wentz jerseys are on big-time sale.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody wants to pick up a Wentz jersey, now's the time.
That would be a weird move, though, Tom. Got to be honest, buying a Wentz jersey at this point.
Yeah, that'd be a real
strange. Oh, come on. If you want an anti-vaxxer duck hunting shirt, then this is the time. This is the time to go for it. It's all good. So, okay, guys, the 9/11, I just want to make a little serious note there, and that's that don't forget that Canada was there for you. There were a lot of flights that were coming over, and they didn't know where to land. Nobody knew what was going on. And the country opened its borders and housed a lot of people who couldn't get back to the U.S. So, you know, and a lot of people also went down in New York to help out.
Yep.
So we're there for you for that. To get on to the Eagles, I am so glad the Eagles, the season's starting up. The Phillies have been such a letdown, and this is it. I'm so happy. Hurts has a great attitude. I love Sirianni. I love the guy that I'm not allowed to use the initials for. I think that it's a really good season that's coming forward, so I'm very excited about that.
All right, well,
I'm hoping the analytics don't derail things, and I'm hoping that Devontae Smith doesn't get injured.
Yeah, Alec Hallaby is certainly seems to have a lot of control in the Eagles facility. So let's see how positive you are with my last over under today, Tom. Okay. Over under. Yep, that's
okay,
right.
Well, I have always been around the line, and I'm going to stick to that.
No.
I am going to say
No, Tom.
I have my last over under for you.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Were you listening to the show, Tom?
Tom,
I was listening to the show, but I'm so excited to tell you about the 7-10.
Let's do the over under.
I was trying to avoid. Okay.
6.5 wins over or under.
You gave me an easy one. Do you have a backup?
Because no, I
didn't answer that.
I didn't do that much work.
Okay.
On this.
So, no, I am saying over on that. I thought the line was a good line. I thought it was well set. This is a rebuilding year. I want to enjoy it. I can enjoy a 7-10. Season. I don't need to have a lot more than that. I do have a hot take prediction for you, and that's that after all the passing that we saw on Thursday, and I think that there's a Gainwell could take over as RB1 at some point during the season because of his catching versatility.
Yeah, Tom, it's possible. And great call.
Seems like a lot of people are in that.
Everyone
boat.
Is in on Gainwell. And how could you? I mean, he's good.
He's good. He's not like there's been a lot.
Let's not get carried away. He was a 5th round draft.
There's just one too many Westbrook comps. And Westbrook was special.
Agree.
I hope he's. I hope he's.
If he's Westbrook light, it'll be a huge win.
And he's not better than Miles Sanders.
Not yet. I mean, right now he's not. Certainly not as a runner. He might be a better pass catcher.
I'm a better pass catcher.
Yeah,
at this point.
He certainly is. So, Fritzy, this was fun, buddy.
It always is. Bro.
I know. It always is.
It always is. Even when we're talking about football.
Yeah. For those who don't know, never heard it. High Hopes. Check out our High Hopes podcast. The hopes are not high.
Yeah, if you want to listen to some uplifting Phillies talk.
Yeah, check it out. And, of course, we'll be back right here on this Go Birds pod next week, one week in. Thank you to everyone who called in. Literally could not do the show without you. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you to Dan Wilson for doing a great job for the most part, behind the glass.
Just a fine job.
Yeah, just a fine job.
And shout out to Elliot for just a choke job. just not being here before
Can
the first game
it?
Of the year.
Honestly, we should have made it the whole show just being like ripping him and having callers call in and say, where are you? What's happening? It's the first game of the year.
Wally Shore Parks. That's what I call him.
All right. Thank you for filling in, Jack. You're the best. Dan Wilson, the callers, everybody. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. John Johnson coming up next. Thanks for listening to another edition of Go Birds Radio right here on 94 WIP.